The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Just a quick reminder, today is the beginning of early voting. You can cast your ballot in the primary runoffs between today and Friday at 5 p.m. There are a number of different runoff elections that you need to be aware of. And a reminder that if you voted in the Republican primary, you can vote in the Republican primary runoff. You cannot switch over or cross over and vote in the Democrat primary and vice versa. If you did not vote, then you can vote in either primary. Let's go back to the phones. Diane is on the line to remind us that we need to go vote. Good morning, Diane. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks, Joey. Yes, it's early voting. I'm glad you're letting people know that it's the 22nd through the 24th. And then, of course, you know, all polling places will be open on the 28th. But there's just some necessary information that I wanted to share so people can really make an informed choice. You know, I've been hearing around town that some people are saying that Ellen doesn't have her master's degree, so we wouldn't want to vote for her because then in November it would just go to a Democrat if she didn't get her master's completed.
You're referencing Ellen Weaver, who is running. This is the statewide primary runoff for state superintendent of education. Ellen Weaver is running, as is Kathy Manus. Now continue there.
Yes, correct. Thanks. Yeah, I should have started with that. But Ellen Weaver is a fantastic choice. She has a very long list of endorsements that include Jeff Duncan, Ralph Norman, over 30 state legislators, most of all the liberty leaders in the state. And so she has a really long list of endorsements and is extremely qualified to take on the education establishment. But I have been hearing people saying that, well, she doesn't have her master's degree, so we can't vote for her because she doesn't fit the qualifications. But the law actually states that you just need to have your master's by the time you are sworn in. And she's well on track to have that done. And even if you didn't want to take that risk, the law states that we would just have a special election. It's not like they would automatically put in the Democrat. But even more importantly, I think this race is really going to raise the question of closing our primaries. Mm-hmm. Kathy Manus, I mean, there's pictures of her present with Joe Biden while he was signing the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. Just last year, Nancy Pelosi thanked her for her visionary leadership. She was also introduced at that event by Kamala Harris. She is president of the National League of Cities. And, you know, you're thinking about what happened in Spartanburg yesterday, and that was so tragic. But the National League of Cities wants to nationalize our police force, which would include things like that, or decreased jail time, gun control, and nationalizing our police force would mean the loss of our sheriffs and our local police. And she was president of the National League of Cities, and that's mm-hmm. Kathy Manus. So that is why I'm strongly supporting Ellen Weaver for this race. You know, it's concerning with this that you can have, you know, just an event with Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, and Joe Biden just last year, but yet run in the Republican primary and have your Republican signs throughout our state. That just seems kind of disingenuous to me.
Yeah. And that's been a debate that's been going on for a number of years now. Of course, there was an advisory question on our on last week's ballot asking if you felt like South Carolinians should be able to register by party. I think this is the first step in possibly closing those primaries. But you're right. I mean, we do not register by party, and you can vote in any primary regardless of your party affiliation. I'll remind you, you cannot cross over once you voted in a primary. If you voted in the Republican primary last week, you have to vote in the Republican runoff this week. You can't cross over. But nothing to prevent you from doing that at the beginning. So very good point. And I think there's a movement within South Carolina to close the primaries, and that may happen in this next legislative session.
Yes, I believe you can vote even if you didn't vote in the primary. I believe you can vote in the runoff. Is that correct?
That's right. If you didn't vote in either of the primaries, you can vote in the runoff. That's right. You only exclude yourself. You have, if you voted in one of the primaries last week, you have to vote in that same party primary this week. But if you didn't vote, it's wide open. You can vote for either.
Okay. And a couple extra things about Kathy. I just want your audience to know that she did vote for mask mandates while she was on city council. She did not want our schools to reopen, and she was a proponent of Common Core.
Yep.
So
yep.
I just wanted to inform people so they could have an informed choice when they go vote, and it's getting out the vote is critical. I know this runoff may not be on our radar, but it really needs to be because this is a really critical race today.
It's an important race. We had six Republican candidates on the ballot. There were several Democrat candidates. I mean, this is an important, particularly with all the focus that we've had over the past year or two with parents wanting to be heard by local school boards and the introduction of CRT and some of the other issues that we've had in schools. This is more important than ever. So, Diane, thanks for your time. I appreciate those reminders. I hope you have a blessed day. Diane's right. Be sure and vote.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.